USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nominee on Capitol Hill this morning, the president's Supreme Court choice, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, appearing on the Hill for meetings with Republican lawmakers, accompanied by Vice President Mike Pence, who defended the administration's efforts to get her confirmed ahead of the election.
We believe the Senate has an opportunity leader for a fair and respectful consideration, a hearing. We urge our Democrat colleagues in the Senate, take the opportunity to meet with Judge Barrett.
The National Guard has been deployed in Cleveland ahead of tonight's first presidential debate between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden. The Cleveland mayor says the Guard was brought in to assist local assets and to make sure any protests are handled in a peaceful way. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
Atlanta voters are deciding today who will fill out the short remainder of the late Congressman John Lewis's term. Seven candidates on the ballot for the special election in the 5th Congressional District. That unexpired term will run out this coming January. Two services back online after outages last night, 911 and Microsoft 365 services, were both experiencing trouble across the country. 911 services down in several states, including Arizona, Delaware, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. At around the same time, folks were having trouble accessing Outlook services like email, Teams, Office.com, Dynamics 365, among others. It's not yet clear if the two outages were connected. The Tampa Bay Lightning celebrating their first Stanley Cup title since the 2003-2004 season, the Bolts beating the Dallas Stars 2-0 in Game 6 of the final last night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Black Chef pictured on cream of wheat packaging since back in 1893 is now going to be leaving. Cream of wheat parent company B&G Foods says while that image is based on an actual Chicago chef named Frank White, some consumers still find the image offensive, so it's now going to be removed. The Major League Baseball playoffs beginning today, they promise to be as unusual as the 60-game regular season was. The postseason includes 16 teams instead of the usual 8. The divisional round, league championship series, and World Series will all be played at bubble locations in California and Texas to guard against the spread of COVID-19. The L.A. Dodgers are the top seed in the National League. The Tampa Bay Rays are the American League's top seed. Today is National Coffee Day.
You the cream in my coffee.
It has both local coffee shops and the big national chains offering deals for National Coffee Day. Starbucks reward members can get a free drink that can be loaded to their account. Dunkin' is offering free hot or iced coffee with any purchase. And at Krispy Kreme, coffee is completely free today. You can find us online for free anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.